Did we really need to save GMAC?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. A congressional panel that oversees the federal bailouts is questioning the Bush administration's decision to rescue the giant consumer lender, GMAC. That report was just released this morning. The panel's chair is Harvard Law Professor Elizabeth Warren. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your panel is saying the government might have been able to arrange bankruptcy for GMAC and the taxpayers wouldn't be on the hook for a $17 billion bailout, about $6 billion of which we may never see back.
Well, that's part of the problem. The company they have now created is one that seems to have no business plan. The CEO of GMAC has described this business as having very profitable auto operations, which was the reason Treasury said they wanted to rescue it. But now the home mortgage lending portion of GMAC is the millstone around the company's neck.
Well, since that bailout is already done, what do you want to happen based on this morning's critique?
Well, what this morning's critique is about the plan going forward. You know, it would be possible still to take the auto finance arm of GMAC and put it back within GM, which would cause GM then to operate like the other major auto companies with its own captive auto finance. The hard question is why that should be separated off and supported with taxpayer-protected deposit money.
Harvard Law Professor Elizabeth Warren chairs the Congressional Oversight Panel that oversees the federal TARP bailout program. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you.
In world news, China says its inflation rate almost doubled last month. That puts more pressure on Beijing to slow that economy down. Hong Kong stocks ended flat today. Other Asian markets were slightly higher. European shares, mostly lower so far. Volkswagen confirmed its net income fell 80% last year, and it expects the auto industry this year to, quote, remain harsh. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow rose just 3 points to close at 10,567. The British energy giant BP is heading to Brazil. Why? It turns out the South American country and its coastal waters could be the next big oil reserve. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
BP bought a chunk of oil assets from the U.S. firm Devon Energy. The price, $7 billion in cash. The deal includes offshore exploration licenses in Brazil. The oil won't be easy to get at. It's buried deep under the ocean floor, many miles out at sea. But Peter Kemp, editor at Energy Intelligence, says there does appear to be a lot of oil in the region.
There have been dramatic discoveries in the subsalt deep under the ocean with upwards of 8 billion barrels already proven by the Brazilian state company.
BP is well qualified to operate in deep water. It's already the largest producer in the Gulf of Mexico, where it drilled the deepest oil well anywhere, 36,000 feet deep, which is about the height of Mount Everest. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com.
America's budget deficit has achieved another record. The government said yesterday the deficit for February alone hit $221 billion. Meanwhile, the cost of our entitlement programs is ballooning, and virtually no one is proposing we cut Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid spending. So, what to do? Marketplace's economics correspondent Chris Farrell has an idea. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
There is a tax you actually really like, Chris. What is it?
It's called a value added tax, the VAT. And by the way, I'm not alone. More and more people like the VAT.
What's the VAT?
Okay, we're all used to paying a sales tax, which you pay when you're at the checkout counter.
Mm-hmm.
A value added tax is collected at every stage of the production and distribution of goods and services.
A tax at every stage, that sounds complex and bureaucratic to me.
Well, it's a tax, so it probably is complex and bureaucratic. But economists love it because it's highly efficient. And let me explain why. That's a simplified example, but the Bill Radtke Mines takes out of the earth iron ore and sells it to Company A. And you roll into the price the value-added tax. And Company A turns the iron ore into plate steel, and they sell it to Chris Farrell, because I'm an artist and I'm going to create a sculpture out of it. And they roll the value-added tax into the price that they sell to me. But then they file for and they get a credit for the value-added tax that they paid from you, that you rolled into the price. So what's happening is you're only paying a tax on the value that's added at each stage of the production process.
Well, I have heard of a value-added tax before, but Americans have never gone for it. Why?
Well, liberals don't like it because, like any sales tax, it's regressive, so it falls heaviest on the poor and the elderly. Conservatives, they say, VAT! Hey, that's French for big government. And basically, most Congress people that ever push for a VAT, they got defeated. But here's the real thing. You know, the VAT is always proposed as an extra tax. We got this income tax system, and then we're going to throw a VAT on top of that. What I think we should do is say, yes, we need a VAT to meet our budgetary obligations, but let's simplify the income tax system along the way. That would make it a much easier sell.
Marketplace's economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Thank you.
Thanks.
And finally, Bank of America has apologized to a Pennsylvania woman after one of its contractors entered her house and confiscated her parrot. The bank says it erroneously believed the woman was defaulting on her mortgage, that her house was vacant, and that the parrot had been abandoned. And now, as you might guess, Polly wants a $50,000 civil damage award. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. Join us online. We have a feature there called Starting Over, stories of people changing their lives, careers, goals, and dreams amid this new economy. That's at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radtke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.